Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name, your name.
I can't.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and we've got another great show for you tonight. In just a bit, we'll be taking your calls and bringing through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. And, of course, we love taking your questions as well. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. You can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Rebecca Ann LeCicero. She'll be joining us in just a moment, but first, we do have a couple of quick updates. Our Earth Day raffle is next week, just a few more days, on April 22nd, and with every $5 raffle ticket that you purchase, you'll actually have five chances to win a reading with one of our certified mediums. Now, the mediums that are participating in this event are Neil Zepkowski, Tracy Lee Nash, Catherine Nadal, Eliza Ray, and Renata Santarelli. Our next 90-minute webinar will be held on Wednesday, May 22nd at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and this will be given by John Kruth, and it's about the history of the Rhine. And through the exploration of mediumship, you'll learn about the first structured academic laboratory designed to test psychic abilities. And finally, our summer grief retreat has been scheduled for the weekend of July 26th through the 28th, and we'll be back at the wonderful guest house in Chester, Connecticut. Our guest tonight, Rebecca Ann LeCicero, will be there along with certified medium Siri Burnson and Joseph Scheel, as well as our featured facilitator, Mo Therese Hanna, Ph.D. This is a really extremely healing weekend, and we hope that you will join us. For more information about this event and all of our upcoming events, just go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. All righty, so let's get to our show for this evening. Our guest medium tonight is Rebecca Ann LeCicero. And she's not only one of the certified mediums with the Forever Family Foundation, but she's also a published author of two books. She's the author of Living with Messages from Heaven and also Adventures in Manifesting. Rebecca is an energetic healer. She's certified in Reiki as well as several other modalities, and she's also a pastoral counselor. And we're always excited to have her back on the show with us. Hi, Rebecca. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you?
It's been a while since we've had you on here. It's so nice to talk to you.
I know. It has been. And it's one of my favorite shows, so I can't miss it.
Awesome. So we have a couple of minutes to chat before we go to our phone lines. And I know that a big part of your life happens over at the Beyond Center. So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about that venue? What's that like?
So one of the things that I did when I first started my business was I decided that I didn't want to do readings in my home. So I immediately went out into my community and found the cutest little place I could. And I remember walking into the office and them saying, so what's your business called? And I'm like, okay. So I called it the Beyond Center. So the Beyond Center is a location in Vernon, Connecticut, where there's three private offices because my daughter, well, my oldest daughter also has an office and she's a medium and reads. Another room we use as a healing room. And then there's my private office. But then there's a huge center room that sits about 40 to 50 people. And I host weekly galleries. It's a it's a walk-in. It's 7 to 9 every Thursday, and it's been about 15 years now during that I have been doing these groups and galleries. I call them my my learning night. You know, it's my night to really just practice and battle all kinds of things.
Oh my God! It sounds like such a wonderful venue, though. You know, because you have a little bit of everything there. And I love the whole notion that you have such a big room there and people can just kind of congregate. Because that's the other thing, you know. Sometimes people really don't know where to meet others who are like-minded and interested in all these things, you know.
Right.
That's very cool.
Right.
I like that. And so, I love the fact, so your daughter is also a medium.
Yeah.
Now, was this something she was always, like, into, you know, connecting with spirit as well? Or did it evolve later for her? How did that happen?
I actually have three psychic children. So I have a 24-year-old, a 14-year-old, and the 12-year-old. So the 24-year-old did not want to do this, went to college, tried to do everything else. And she still waitresses because she loves to get out there and work with people.
Right.
And it's one of those things where she had done a couple of my, expos. I would hold an expo or a fair, and she would have a booth, and she would do the readings because she knew she could. It was always something that I feel like, because she grew up with me doing it, I think that it was second nature for her.
Oh,
and
of
it
course.
Was her and I along. Yeah. And she would come along to my work sometimes with me, and she would just naturally blurt out, just like I did as a child, what she saw, exactly what was going on. And it, you know, it was psychic as well as mediumship. So I would have to say she lives intuitively, but she works just with mediumship, where My 14-year-old's a healer, and my 12-year-old stole the show a couple of weeks ago. I did a gallery, and I got lost. You know, mediums are not perfect, right?
Right,
so
of course.
I'm at a last reading before a break, and I had a name, and I didn't know where it went, and it just, you know, it totally did not connect. And break was about 10 minutes long, and during break, she came up to me. She's like, I know who the person is you want to talk to. And she told me everything about them, who I was going to talk to, who it was going to be for.
Oh my gosh. We get back
from break, and I walked right up. She said, it's some woman in a pink sweater with a purple shirt. And I walk over to the section where she told me to walk, and wouldn't you know it, it was a pink sweater and a purple shirt. I'm like,
my
12-year-old read you during break.
I know. You know something? I have been saying this for years, that someone really needs to do a study on this, because there's definitely a genetic connection, you know, to this ability. There's so many of us just with that participate in the Forever Family Foundation, a lot of us mediums who have, you know, kids who are psychic and siblings who are psychic. And so there's definitely a genetic thread there, you know,
I would have to say so, but I, in particular, am adopted.
Oh, so, okay.
So I didn't have that connection to validate
it.
So
it's kind of
exciting watching the children do it.
It
could definitely be genetic. I would say yes.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. I have a son who's psychic and mediumistic also. And there's a whole bunch of medium friends that I have that also have kids who are both psychic and mediumistic. So it's really just interesting. I just find that so interesting, that genetic connection, you know?
Yeah, I do too.
So I have a question for you. Are you still doing comedy?
I am. I love
I love
comedy.
That. I love that.
So
I love
here's
that you...
the reality. I needed an outlet.
Yeah.
I needed an outlet. I just, I needed a place to go to put this. And when I work and I do my galleries, I have a sense of humor. I think spirit is so funny. I think spirit has a great sense of humor.
Yeah,
and I wound up working at a comedy club presenting my galleries. The comedy club was like, hey, you're pretty funny. I wound up doing other comedy clubs in other locations, like Mohegan Sun Casino, a place called City Steam Brouhaha I'm going to be at soon. And it's interesting because I am actually doing the readings.
Yeah.
So I put a wireless mic on and I just get crazy and I get fun. And I talk about shock and awe with people.
Right.
And it's comfortable for them, too, to be that kind of environment.
It is. Yeah, and I think you make them feel comfortable. I mean, listen, I've seen you work, and I love that you bring through messages, like, in such a lighthearted way. You make people laugh. You know, and it just kind of goes to show you that mediumship doesn't always have to be sad or heavy. It really can be joyful. It could be humorous. And like you said, spirit has a sense of humor, you know?
Yes, they do.
How often does that happen? All right, well, we're going to get ready to go to break. Now, do you have a new website or web address you want to share with our listeners?
My name is Rebecca Ann Lo Cicero. I have websites under both. It could be RebeccaAnnLoCicero.org or it could be my full name, RebeccaAnnLoCicero.com.
Got it. Okay.
Or through the Forever Family website, too.
Okay. Yep. And you're listed there. And we're going to mention that again before we end the show tonight. We'll give everybody your web address again. So we're going to take a very quick break. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Rebecca Ann Lo Cicero. So we're going to go to our phone lines now, and I do want to mention that we do like to hear your voice, so if we take your call on the air, I'll mention your name and where you're from and ask you if you'd like to have a reading, and sometimes people have questions for us, so we'll just see where this takes us. You ready to go, Rebecca?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's get to our first caller. I think we have Shirley calling in from New York. Are you with us, Shirley?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a little mini reading, or did you have a question?
I would love a mini reading, please.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Rebecca.
Hi, Shirley. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm hanging in there. It was a beautiful day today, and I'm looking at the spring flowers, and I see a man that's walking by me as he's talking about connecting with you, and I feel like this could be either a father figure or a father himself. Do you have a dad who's crossed?
No, but there is a father figure.
There is a father figure crossed. Thank you. I need to be specific about what he's doing. He's telling me that he's walking through the yard, walking through the path. He's seeing different stones. He's seeing different flowers. So he's acknowledging that he has a connection to the outdoors where you are. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And I feel like he's showing me the letter R as a connection. Could this be a male name with an R name, like a Robert?
No.
No. Okay. No. In some way, please understand that I see the letter R, so it may be a connection to somebody that he's either talking about or that he's with, but he does mention that. And again, he tells me he's a father figure. He shows me that there are children. Is this a husband to you?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So he's telling me he's the father figure in the house. So I need to tell you that even from spirit, he tells me he's still in charge. So he's making a joke.
Okay.
Do you understand the aspect of him going, you know, I still got this?
Okay.
Okay. He makes me feel like he was... Oh, he's being funny. He's like, you know, I still got the kids. You know, I'm still in charge. They're still listening to me, even though I'm in spirit. He says, I'm okay, but they know that, and they know that I'm around. So he's watching over the kids, making sure they're still going right and left like they're supposed to.
Okay.
Okay, he doesn't abandon. He says, I will not abandon you. He says, I will not abandon the kids, okay?
Okay.
Okay, he shows me the month of March as a connection. Do you understand this?
No, not right now, I don't.
Okay, I like spirit to be right on tap when I'm reading, so the fact that you don't know it right now, you'll just repeat it to me. Know that March is going to be a birthday, a death date, or an anniversary that somebody he wants to connect with or say hi to as well. He shows me he was sick.
Okay.
Do you understand that he had an illness of some sort?
Yes, he did.
Okay, and he tells me that he was well taken care of, but that he crossed too fast. Now, too fast is relative. I think any time they die is too quick, okay? So my personal opinion on his him saying that is relative to me, but he shows me just like about a month or two of time that he had before he crossed. Does this make sense to you?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Okay. So that is, to me, not a long time. 2 months is not long enough. But he recognizes that, and he knows that he didn't have all that much time. Is he picking flowers for you? Did you do a garden scene for him?
No, but I did something outdoors recently.
Okay. And is there something about there being like a horseshoe shape that he can be sitting in or around that you did? Because he's showing me right now, which means he's probably standing there right now if you want to look out. His energy is beaming from that area for me right now.
Well, we just had an anniversary yesterday.
Yesterday.
A wedding anniversary. So maybe that's why he's picking flowers?
I'm not sure. You can take that if you'd like to. But again, he just shows me that he's outside in this area of whatever you did for him because he's trying to acknowledge that that's a connection for you. Is there a sister also crossed somewhere?
No.
Okay, he's talking about another sister being connected to him. I don't know why he brings that up. I slid into something. Do you have daughters?
Yes, I have. I do have daughters.
Okay. He may be talking, say he said the word sisters. I don't know where it connected to you. It kind of felt like it was connected to him.
There's two daughters, so maybe because they're sisters?
Yes. I just need you to know he says, I love you. He recognizes himself as a father figure, and he wants you to know that he's good. He's got this.
Okay, and And he's watching over all of us?
All of you. He refuses to not be involved. So he gives me this personality that when he was here, he was involved. He always knew what was going on. He would make sure he would be at different events when he needed to be. And that's why he says, don't worry, I'm still involved. I'm still doing that.
Okay.
Yeah. He's definitely one that'll give you a lot of signs, I'm sure.
I hope so.
Oh,
I hope
absolutely.
So.
He says,
I'm looking
I know it
for
was...
them.
Yes. Keep looking. He doesn't give me any identifying signs. I don't see anything in particular coming from him. I think music is huge. He does show me a couple of songs that he may make sure you hear when they come on the radio, but he doesn't give me any other tangible signs. And you know what? I tell people all the time, we're human. We need a tangible sign. So don't be afraid to wake up one morning and say, I need a dime from you today. Make sure you drop a dime on the ground for me today. Or, you know, just say, I need to see that hawk today, or I need to see something today. You know, definitely communicate with him as well. He'll eventually get a sign for you, and you'll know that it's him, but don't be afraid to throw one out to him first.
Okay.
Alrighty, we're just about out of time, but Shirley, thank you so much for calling in, and I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
It did. Thank you.
Alrighty, you're welcome. Okay, let's get to another caller. I believe we have Debbie calling in from New York. Are you with us, Debbie?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a reading, or did you have a question?
I would love to have a reading.
Okay.
Hi, Deb. How are you? This is Rebecca Ann.
Hi, Rebecca Ann. I would love to have a reading.
You absolutely can. I feel like you have a whole list of people you wrote down, so I'm literally having a family reunion connecting to you.
Oh.
I need you to know that I feel like you did it in order. I don't know if that makes sense, but they're telling me that they're going to stand in order. I have a female that comes through first, and she talks about having... when they tell me breathing issues, that's everybody has breathing issues when they cross. But she does specifically point to her lungs. There's also, is their mom and dad crossed?
Yes.
Okay. The first people that come through are mom and dad. Can I ask you one question, please? Did you lose somebody traumatically also?
Yes.
Okay. Your parents come through first because they seem to be supporting another energy that's coming in that's telling me that they crossed too soon or in a bad way. Is that understood?
Yes.
Okay. Is this one of yours that you've lost? Because it seems younger.
No.
Okay. I'm younger than your parents. So I'm in a different generation than your parents.
Oh.
But they're telling me that this is traumatic. Is this a younger male that's crossed?
That would be my husband.
Okay. Wow, two husbands. Not to you, just the last caller.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
A trend.
Right.
Spirit has a trend. Can I just validate again that this was something traumatic?
Yes.
Okay, because he's telling me I didn't know, I had no time, I didn't know, I had no time. So he's giving me something very short and quick.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? Okay.
Yes.
So please know that he's coming through to go, babe, I didn't get to say goodbye to you. And I wouldn't say goodbye to you anyway. I'd say, see you later. I love you. He doesn't even throw out the goodbye. He makes me feel like he has to be connected in a lot of different ways. Your parents have him. I need you to know that your parents are telling me, we got him, he's good. We got him, he's good. Okay?
Okay.
Then they show me that there's a confusion about when he died, too. Was this an accident of some sort?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, because I don't feel like it's on purpose. He's not telling me anything really bad. He goes, it's just an accident. It was just an accident. He's trying to get me to calm my nerves. I'm literally pacing. When somebody comes through that has a traumatic energy, it's beautiful. They are not in any pain at all, but they need to give me the true story. So as he talks about it, he makes me feel like it's okay, Rebecca. It was just an accident. He tells me about, okay, thank you. Is there a mother's ring? Everybody has mother's rings. Did he give you a mother's ring? Yes?
Did he give me a mother's ring?
There's a mother's ring. I have four stones on this ring. So four children somewhere?
No, two.
Are you one of four?
No.
Okay, so I see a ring with four stones on it for some reason. It does. So it doesn't look like an engagement ring, but just Just know that he's showing me different colors on the stone. I don't do birthstones very well. So I'm looking at this guy. He looks really pretty. Looks like chocolate. Okay. He talks again about rings. Were you supposed to get one? He's being insistent that there's something that I'm missing about you missing a ring.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
I'm missing his ring.
You're missing his. Okay.
His wedding ring.
All I can tell you is that he's showing it to me next to a, quote, mother's ring, end quote. So to me, that's a ring that has children's birthstones in it or something along those lines, or a ring that will at least replicate that. Maybe, you know, I don't know, but he tells me you have it.
Okay.
But he tells me, okay, so I understand why he's so adamant about the ring. You're missing it. Don't worry. It's around. It'll turn up. He promises. Who's the M connection? The letter M?
Letter
M. Is it like a Mike, a Matt, male M? That's okay if I'm wrong. I don't mind being wrong. I just don't want to spend a lot of time waiting on it.
Okay.
So just know that I said it.
Okay.
It could be somebody he's with, somebody he's saying hi to, or his name. I see Mike. Michael, Mike, that's what they're showing me. So
yes,
that
was his friend.
Yes? Okay.
Yeah, he's still here, though.
That's okay. I don't kill people, and neither does he. He's just saying hi to somebody who's here. That's fantastic. You know? We have a hard enough job as it is. I don't know if Michael's been around lately or if there's a significant message that he would want to, you know, give to you about him, but he does bring him up. Please do not feel obligated. Nobody has to do what Spirit tells them to do. He's just mentioning it as a connection and a hello. I also see the letter B. I felt like I wanted to say Bev.
Oh, goodness. That's my aunt, Bevy. Yes.
Okay. And has she passed also?
No.
Okay.
No,
then that would
here.
Just probably be your parents saying hello. I'm not going to let him throw a whole bunch of names in, but what I have to tell you is that I kind of feel like your husband was a very lovey-dovey kind of guy. He's coming through me to you, and I'm getting hugs and kisses.
Aww.
So he tells me he was, you know, that affectionate kind of guy. He's trying to build his ego up for you.
Okay.
Do you understand? He's still a soulmate. He's still there.
Okay.
Okay.
Does he have to say anything about his daughter?
That's okay. Let me see. Is this just one child, or is there a son also?
There's a son also.
Thank you, because he kind of went 1-2 to me. So he recognizes both children, not just one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I love tattoos. I just saw joint tattoos, so I don't know if the kids are running out and doing something. But there was a small connection.
My daughter did.
Your daughter did?
My daughter did. Uh-huh.
Okay, so please take that as a message from him to her that he sees what she did, and I think he's calling it beautiful.
Aww. Okay.
There's probably a wing attached to it, right? Bird wing, feather, butterfly wing, something attached to it as a wing?
Well, it's a sailboat. With the sail.
Gotcha. Alrighty. Oh, the wing. The sail. It looks like a wing. Got it. All right.
I think we're going to have to leave it there. But, Debbie, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped a tiny bit.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's always wonderful to hear from him.
You're welcome. Be well. All righty. I think we have time, Rebecca, for one more call. So let's get to our next caller. Then we're going to take another short break. I think we have Kathy calling in from Pennsylvania. Are you with us, Kathy?
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a little mini
reading?
Thank
you so much.
You're welcome. Do you have a question or would you like a reading?
I would love a reading, please.
Okay, Rebecca.
Whew, hello, Kathy. How are you today?
I'm okay, Rebecca. How are you?
Good. I have a beautiful woman who is standing in the kitchen. I don't know if this is you standing in the kitchen and I'm looking at you, but I have a beautiful, it looks like it's out of a magazine. I think somebody from Spirit is trying to show me that we gather in the kitchen. I do fully believe this is a female that is coming through. she tells me that she's the one that does walk around your house and make sure that you know that she's around, whether you can smell her or just sense that she's there. Don't know who yet. She shows me that there's a series of girls. So there's either three girls or three daughters, three sisters or three daughters. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Is this mom?
I would think so.
Your mom?
Yes.
Do you understand, like, a square marble kitchen? Is that where you are? Like mahogany wood color? I am literally sitting in a kitchen with you.
I'm not in the kitchen, no.
Okay, so she's giving me a scene. Please understand that she's telling me again, kitchen is a place for us to gather. So whoever's kitchen this is, she's definitely making sure people know that she's hanging out.
Okay.
She calls herself the matriarch of the family. So she tells me people grieve because there's no more top dog. And she kind of looks at you and she says, are you taking over the role? So she wants to know if you're going to be the leader of the pack. I don't feel like you're the oldest, though. Is that correct? You're not the oldest?
That's correct. No, I'm not.
Okay, so I don't know why the oldest isn't taking over to be the leader of the pack, but she feels like she depends on you. She also tells me that she didn't have the ability to communicate, so I do understand that as she was crossing, and most of us will not have the ability to communicate, but she does say she heard you, so you were still talking to her when she could not speak back. Do you understand?
I wasn't there when she passed, but she did have Alzheimer's, so she didn't communicate a lot at the end,
Alzheimer's.
even before she was crossing.
Okay. So there is a lack of, she's telling me, no communication from her end. So, well, forgive
okay.
me, she makes me feel like she heard your voice. So whether it's on the phone
okay.
or in person, she's insisting that she heard your voice before she died. Do you understand that?
Okay.
Okay. I want to say flower names, like lilies, Lily of the Valleys. Is this May? Is there a month of May connection for her?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. So dates to me are usually birth dates, death dates, or anniversaries. And I think that that's one of the things that she's trying to call out. And where's the E name, like Elaine or Ella?
Her sister's name was Ethel.
Ethel, okay. So maybe just telling you that she's not alone. I don't know if she's with Ethel or if she's just telling me she visits her as well. So it's a hello to Ethel.
Okay.
I feel like she's holding your dad's hand. Is your dad across as well?
Yes.
Okay. She is bringing him in ever so slowly. Is this his energy to go so slow?
No.
Okay. Because he is taking his sweet time coming through.
Okay.
He tells me, I'm resting in peace. What are you worried about?
Okay.
He definitely doesn't, I'm not going to say he doesn't attach to the mediumship part of things, and there's no particular reason. He just laughs. He's like, what are we doing? So he literally looks to your mom to understand what is going on. And in my view, that gives me them as a very intense couple. Thank you. He shows me the month of August.
That was their anniversary, August.
Fantastic. So when he talks about them being a very intense couple, he then mentions August, so that could be validation for their anniversary. You had the best parents. Is that okay for me to say? Because if they weren't, they would come
absolutely.
Through and tell me, and I'd be honest, but these people seem fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were.
They would sacrifice. They would stay home. I don't see babysitters. Like, I really see them involved. And making time. It you know, nobody else cares for our children but us. You know, if that means mom raised you guys, that's fantastic. Are there four of you, but I'm only seeing the three girls?
Yes.
Okay, so the fourth is a boy?
Well,
a brother?
Because
I'm seeing
there's
three,
four
and
of
I'm
us.
Being told there's four.
Right, and there's actually two girls and two boys, but I also have a stepsister, so that's where I considered the three. And if you're talking about, like,
yep.
the separation. One lives out of state, so that could be.
Okay, we have about 30 seconds, Rebecca.
Okay, no problem. The connection that I feel is your dad coming through telling me there's four. When your mom came through, she was telling me there were three girls, three sisters, and to, you know, kind of express that there's a bond there. So I find it cute that each parent brings through validation for the sibling ratios. Because they were talking about raising you and things like that. I also need to throw up the number 7. I know we have only a few seconds left. I don't know if 7 is a date or a sign, but I want you to take that as well, okay?
Okay.
All righty. We're going to leave it there. Kathy, thank you so much for calling into the show, though. I hope this helped just a little bit.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You are very, very welcome. All righty. We're going to take a very quick break. And when we come back, we'll get back to our phone lines in just a few minutes. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world, but for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential, and research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Rebecca Ann LeCicero. But before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the Internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com. And instead, go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop at Amazon, there's another way you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set this up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like Bloomingdale's, Expedia, Nike, QVC, Urban Outfitters, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Alrighty, we have just a few minutes left. I think we can get to a couple of more calls, so let's get to our next caller. I think we have Bridget calling in from New York. Are you with us, Bridget?
Yes, hi.
Hi, would you like to have a mini reading?
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Rebecca.
Hi, Bridget. How are you?
Hi, Rebecca. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. I'm wondering if there's, okay, I think I'm connecting with somebody who may have crossed traumatically. Do you understand this? Versus just an illness.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Is this a younger male or a male figure?
Yes.
Okay. I have to tell you that what I saw, which made me realize what this connection was for you, first I got the letter B. You're Bridget, so I'm not sure if he's a B also, but I did get that letter. It doesn't count. I know your name. But he was mentioning another B name or using B as a name, and I swear I saw him on a bicycle. I know that makes no sense, but that's what I saw. Is he riding around somewhere? Is there a bicycle connection to him?
Not the person I was thinking of, but I wrote it down. You never know. Go ahead. I have a picture of him on a bicycle. Maybe that fits.
No, I don't think so. That's kind of common, but that's a good one. And it's okay. Like I often say, and one of the things that I have kind of a deal with the loved ones when they come through is I really like you to understand the information right here and right now when it comes through. So definitely write it down for later. That's fine. But I just need you to know that what he showed me was that he was in motion and in transition. So is there an accident connected to him? Because he says this is accidental. Thank you. Okay, so in some way he's showing me streets, road, bicycles. He's showing me something that's in motion because he wants to make sure that I understand how he crossed. Is this a friend?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to assume it's family if it's not a friend. He does come across, though, in your generation. So in some way he does talk about being like a friend to you. So brother, cousin, I'm to the side.
Yes.
Okay, and cousin. He's a cousin, thank you. So it's not a brother, that's not immediate, but as a cousin, can you understand why he does come through and call himself a friend?
Yes. Yeah, we were very close.
Okay, he also talked about how he, was he on a motorcycle?
No.
Okay, he does show me head trauma, though. And I want to yell at him because he didn't protect himself. I want to yell at him. He says he has to take some sort of fault for this. He says he either had trauma because of no seatbelt, or had trauma because of the way he was driving, or there's a head trauma because of something that he is result of his own fault. Do you understand that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. No Nobody seatbelt. Wants to admit it, but he just wants to give you validation for that so you know that he's like, oh, yeah, I screwed up.
Right.
So in some way, I don't want to say he laughs about it, but in some way he does. He also seems to have this very loopy personality. So I don't know if he's drinking or if he's on something, but he definitely gives me this personality that he's a partier.
Yes.
Okay. He'll add to that and he'll say, but I'm a responsible partier. So we can laugh at that because of his crossing. He's making jokes, but he tells me again. Now, I have a symbol for twins. He's showing me a symbol for there being two. So does he have a brother that's a twin or a brother that looks like him?
No, I have twins.
You have twins?
I have.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
Yay. Okay. So So there's just validation for him showing you that he's watching over these twins. That is fantastic. It was funny because he gave me it like, I don't know if you could physically see me. I know we're not on TV, we're on radio, but my thing was when you kind of give somebody a peace sign, but instead of doing that, he used like the different fingers to show me twins. I was like, so kind of twins, but not really? But yours, fantastic. He also tells me.
And he never met them.
Oh, did you have them after he crossed?
Yeah, he died young. So
okay, I do see him young. I need you to know then that please know that my belief is that he knew them before they came here.
Oh, okay.
So if they happen to recognize a picture someday, you'll know why. Their soul knows.
Okay.
That's just my belief, but you know, it's to me they get excited when they mention people that they knew. So it's all a joyful experience. Twice I feel like I got the letter T coming through. Do you understand the letter T, like a Tom or Terry? You have a grandmother cross that's mutual.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go backwards. There's a letter T connected somewhere that he's trying to mention. Do you understand?
To the grandma or to him?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I heard it, and then I saw the grandmother, and then I heard it again. So if T doesn't connect,
we had an uncle with the T.
Okay. I'm not sure if that's a connection and you would understand why he would bring that up.
Yeah, because he always wanted to be called by his initials, my uncle.
T, like the TJ or TB or, okay, thank you. All right. So there was a connection. Is your uncle there as well?
Yes.
Okay, so I have the grandmother then, I have T, and then I have your cousin. Oh, this is all so fun, like a little family reunion. Your grandmother's a little like, I don't know, maybe religious in some way. She kind of stands here and goes, I'm here to say hi. And then she kind of fades back again. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, she wants to say, you have my approval, but that's not my personality, is what she's trying to say. So she loves that you're doing all the spiritual stuff that you're doing, she says, but, you know, I'm just going to stay right here in heaven and watch over you. So, you know, whatever you're doing on a spiritual level on your journey, she's supporting it, but not helping.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Oh, she's so feisty.
You have about 30 seconds, 30 seconds.
No problem. She is just fun. I just feel like she has... you know, all grandmothers cooked. However, she does have specific ladles. So she's showing me the soup recipes and she's telling me you guys are always doing things that connect to her. So she wants to say thank you for that. Your cousin kind of comes through and he again gives me the peace symbol. So he's kind of going peace out instead of saying goodbye.
Okay.
I do understand that the accident again had something to do with his head. He says, but don't worry, I'm okay now.
Okay. Good.
All righty. Bridget, thank you so much for calling in. I hope this helped.
Thank you. It was great.
Alrighty.
Thank
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All righty. We've got time for one more call, and that's it. So let's go to our next caller. I think we have Susan calling in from New York. Are you with us, Susan?
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Would you like a mini reading?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I'm going to turn you right over to Rebecca.
Hi, Susan.
Hi. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm having fun.
Good.
Let me see. Okay. And where are you from, Susan?
New York.
You're from New York. Okay.
Outside the city.
I have people showing outside of the city, but I have some people showing me more upstate, not just New York, but do I go over to, like, Michigan or do I go to New Hampshire?
No. Upstate New York. Like an hour from the
city? Higher or more. That's all I hear is that we're from up north. That's what I hear. So
okay,
yeah. Maybe just outside the city, but they're trying to claim like you know, Canada weather. They're going really high. Does this make sense to you?
Well, I mean, north of the city.
Okay, yes. I'm just Connecticut, so we'll kind of rotate in this little circle because they are showing you the map of New England for some reason. So just know that they're telling you that they're scattered. Who is they? I'm asking, who is they? I really feel like I'm bringing through a grandmother that's on your mom's side.
Yes.
She just said the word pearl or pearls to me. Pearls are very popular in that generation, so you could have had some passed down or there's a pearl ring. She's just mentioning that word. Do you understand that?
I have pearls from my mother. I'm not sure if they were hers or not.
Okay, okay. I would probably say yes, because if she's talking about them being from your mom and this is your mom's mom, she's just trying to make that specific connection for me and let me know. She talks about there being three kids. Do you understand the three that either she had or you are one of three?
I am one of two, and she had four.
She had four. Okay. They're still showing me one of three. Forgive me. I'll take that as a miss. But she tells me that there are three kids connected. So unless you have three, that's as far as I can go, because that goes down the line. She's also, Okay, thank you. She's also showing me the month of April as a connection.
I'm not sure about it.
Okay, okay. Is your mom crossed also?
No.
No, okay. Well, forgive me. I have to say that I feel like I need to say the word Maine. Is there somebody else who was also in Maine?
No.
All right. I don't mind.
The camp upstate New York, but not Maine.
That's okay. I can't not give you exactly what it is that I'm getting, so I need to just know to the side that I felt like I had somebody telling me about Maine and about three kids, so I'm just going to kind of leave that. How about the letter D as a connection to your grandmother?
What letter?
Say that again?
What letter?
D like a Dottie, Dorothy?
Yes, well, D, there is a D connection.
Okay. Okay, so in some way she's trying to mention that and bring that through as well. I need you to know that she comes through like a mother figure also. She seems to be very involved.
Yes.
Trying to pass on to connect to say hello to your mom as well. So you don't have to do what, you know, your loved ones tell you to do from spirit. By all means, do not go rock your mom's boat. But she does say, I'm looking at, I'm watching over her too. She mentions a lot of birds. I don't see one in particular. She showed me a hummingbird, a cardinal, and a blue jay. So anything that's connected to birds out of the blue, she says that that would be her, and that she would bug in that way. So also feathers, birds and feathers for me always go hand in hand. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And she says everybody in the family does this. I kind of feel like I want to say she says more than one bird. I said, is it a cardinal? She went, and a blue jay, and a, she can't decide. She has to be all of them. But she told me that everybody seems to connect that particular way with some bird.
Okay.
Does that connect to your mom as well?
Yes, I think so, yes.
Okay, good. I literally feel like she just came in to say, hello, I love you. And now she kind of backs up and she says, thank you for calling in. She's very, very polite. I do want to say, though, that if Maine doesn't match with you, that's fine. Please don't hang on to it. If something comes up and you realize it, take it as a message at that point in time and enjoy it. But it's okay for me to not have connected that part with you. You are so sweet. She was sweet.
Alrighty.
You had a good one.
We're going to leave it there. Thank you, Susan, for calling
into
the show.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I can't believe how fast this hour goes. We are just about out of time, but I would like to thank our guest, Rebecca Ann LeCicero, for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
And Rebecca, if people want to get a hold of you, the best way is through the website, right?
Yes, the best way to reach me and to see everything I'm doing, my events, you know, watch a video about what I do or know where else I'm going to be on the radio, things like that. I would just go to Rebecca Ann with an E, RebeccaAnne.org, or go through the Forever Family Foundation website, and my link is there as well.
Awesome. Awesome. And we'd like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. We do hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing. We invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And once you're there, you can become a member and you can sign up for the newsletter. You can check out all the wonderful events we host. Don't forget that Rebecca will be at our summer grief retreat this year. And this is the weekend of July 26th through the 28th. She's going to be one of the mediums there, so be sure to check that out.
And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. I'm Doreen Malloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.